Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am so excited that this one is with Emma. I know you guys love Emma just as much as I do. And it was just so fun to sit with her and chat. We talk all about our friendship and just what's going on in our lives right now. But before we get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. The show is brought to you by Cash App. You already know it's the number one finance app in the App Store. If you don't have it already, it's a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends or whoever you owe. If you need to pay someone back, Cash App is the app to use, guys. I always use it after group dinners or if someone pays for food or coffee or a smoothie or whatever for me. But obviously, there's so many reasons you'd use Cash App. And yeah, I feel like typically my friends use it just to pay each other back for like food. And Cash App also comes with a cash card, a free debit card linked to your Cash App account that comes with Boosts, which I've talked about before, but they are literally instant rewards for shopping at places you already love and shop at. You'll get discounts at places like Whole Foods, Target, DoorDash, and way more. And it's literally like having credit card perks, which is so nice. And also the best thing about Cash App is that I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund, and you guys can help me support them too. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, one word, you will instantly receive $10, and Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which if you didn't already know, it's a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for these patients. So if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this is the time, you guys, and I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which again, I'm just so happy we get to help, and use a promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now, getting into the episode. Today we are joined by Emma!
Hi!
Yay! This is so exciting.
This is so weird because I'm so used to being in front of a camera.
I know.
And right now we're just like talking.
I know, and it feels like they can see us, but
yeah,
they can't.
But they can't.
That's what I always say.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And you guys have no idea the lengths we've gone to record this episode. I'm just gonna tell you. We're just gonna tell you because we have the time.
And it's taken
it's
us
so
2 days.
Like, you have so much time in a podcast to just talk.
Yeah.
Like, it's very long form instead of a video where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm blabbing on.
Gotta
like
go,
a whole
yeah.
podcast is blabbing.
And people want to listen to it to talk. Yeah.
Like,
no,
my favorite.
Want to hear you talk. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. My favorite part of podcast episodes are just hearing people like chat.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Because then it seems like you're like there.
You're like hanging out with them. Have you seen that meme on Instagram? I don't know if it's a meme or it's like this picture I've seen, and it's all these people in an ice cream ad, and they're like laughing and like holding their ice creams. Wait, I'm laughing thinking about it. Some people listening know what I'm talking about. So it's all these people like laughing, like holding their ice cream cones, and then someone's like sitting next to them like this, like laughing, and someone took a picture of it, and they're like, how it feels when you're listening to a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, you feel like you're hanging out with friends,
but
they,
like
don't know you're there.
No. Yeah.
That's literally what it feels like. Okay, you guys, basically what happened is, this is maybe after 24 hours of trying to record. Like yesterday we tried, and we thought that my cord wasn't working, and then me and Emma went to Best Buy today and got the cord, and we were like, finally, we've made it, like, we're good to go. Nope, my mic just still, like, my computer wasn't picking up my mic. We literally tried everything. So the audio might sound a little different, warning, like PSA on this episode.
But
because we're recording with my phone. But it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be totally okay. Like, we obviously tested it, and we sound maybe not the same as my mic, but like fine, like, totally fine. We're gonna
we're
be good.
Good.
And I know you guys probably don't care about the quality that much, right? Like, we're still gonna just talk and be ourselves.
Yeah.
So
woo!
This is so fun to have Emma. I guess we'll just see like where this episode goes. Sometimes I have people on and I know, like, specifically when I have Maddie, like, we're gonna talk about Soul Cycle.
Yeah.
With Louisa, we knew we wanted to talk about her, like, weight loss and like fitness journey. But with you, it's like we've just been friends.
There's
for so
many
long.
Different things.
Yeah. So this is just gonna be fun, and I'm so excited to get into it. So first, I just wanted to like catch up.
Hi. Even though we spent the past like 24 hours with each other, but like it's totally fine.
I know. Me and Emma have spent so much time together in the past couple of days. So, oh, this.
Oh
is
my
a
god!
Good time.
Not even 24 hours. It's been like 48 hours. Like we've literally had the past two nights.
Yeah.
Like.
I know.
Wow.
Look at us go.
Look at us.
Oh, but yeah, I forgot about the hockey game. And then.
And the night before.
It was a hockey
Empire.
Game.
Oh, Empire, my gosh. And then the hockey game.
I'm like so confused.
And then now we're
hockey
here.
Hockey game? Yeah, it was last night. Yeah. Okay, I thought it was two nights ago. Yeah. But this is a good time. If you guys don't even know who Emma is, like I'm sure all of you do, but if you've been like living under a rock, Emma McDonald, you can plug yourself. Tell them where to find you.
You can find me on Instagram. It's just my name, Emma McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. People don't know how to spell my last name sometimes. And then the same thing for YouTube. I just make videos on YouTube and stuff. Yeah. That's like how we know each other is through YouTube.
Which
well,
is weird.
Not really through YouTube,
like I just know
but
you
like,
from
yeah, me too. But
Emma
like,
feels like my sister.
Gretchen's my biggest sister. My biggest sister, what? She's like,
I know,
my big sister.
It's Maggie,
yeah,
then it's you.
It's literally like you are a sister to me. Like
I'm
I look at it
sister.
As like, yeah.
I feel like I'm in between, even though I'm Maggie's age, I feel like I'm in between you two. Because I feel like I act more similar in age to you than Maggie.
Yes. So we were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. You and Maggie have a different relationship. You guys have that like mature, like older girl relationship where you go to like soul cycle and you like take care of yourself and like have a nice like healthy lunch, and then you our relationship's like woo, we're 18 years old, like freshman in college, having so much fun, going to the hockey games all the time.
Me and Emma are just like dumb together. We have so much
we're
fun.
We're so fun.
I know. We're gonna talk about that. I'm so excited that we're talking about this, but yeah, so basically me and Emma are literally neighbors, if you guys didn't know. We like live across the street from each other. And we live in Boston, and we're both living our best lives right now.
Yeah. Woo.
That's our vibe.
Living our best life.
Yeah, and obviously, I know my YouTube's always, like, linked down below my Instagram, but you should definitely check out Emma's. And, yeah, so that's kind of, like, our current situation in life. And I thought we should talk about how we met, because I knew there was going to be so many questions, and I got so many of how we met. How do you...
How
do you...
Okay.
Your perspective.
So, here's my perspective. Back... It was 2017, I want to say. 2017, 2018, like that year.
I don't remember the years. You're good with dates.
Yeah, I am good with dates. And you were friends with Maggie first, which, like, Maggie's my sister. And Maggie is friends with Arlen. And Arlen, like, because they went to high school together. And Arlen went to college with you. Mm-hmm. So Arlen was like, guys, like Maggie and I were getting into YouTube and like wanted to start our channels. Mm-hmm. But we just like weren't at that step yet. And Arlen was like, you need to meet my friend Gretchen. She's been doing YouTube for so long. She goes to BU. We were like, okay. So then Maggie meets you. And then I didn't meet you until after you guys did that photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
And I saw you guys do that photo shoot. And I was like, wait, what the heck? Like, I want to be friends, like, with them. Like, where? Why am I not invited? I'm, like, the little sister. I'm, like, the little one left in the corner. I was like, guys, wait, what about me? And then we finally, like, met. I think the first time we met was when we were going to California for that trip with our management, because we signed with the same management. Mm-hmm. And I met you in the airport, ran up to you at the area where you get, like, the, what is it called?
You get, like, your bag tag.
Yeah, your bag tag. And I was like, oh my god, it's Gretchen. And then we met, and then ever since then, it's like, you've been like one of my best friends.
I know, we've been so close immediately. I knew you were gonna say the airport, because that's what I think immediately, like how I met Emma. I know she already said, but I literally like knew Arlen from BU. I remember the moment I met Maggie too, because I don't know what we were doing. Like, I think we were just like having fun, or maybe Arlen was like freelancing, because he used to do like video editing for like businesses, you know, before he had his own YouTube. And so he was like filming me for something. We were like somewhere on campus. And I remember Maggie walked in the room, and I was like talking, like I was like, it was like interview style, like I was answering questions. And Maggie walked in, and I knew what she looked like, because Arlen like showed me her and was like, my friend Maggie's coming, like you're gonna meet her. And I was like, oh my god, that's that girl Maggie. And then we became close so quick, and I was like, I love this girl. And then I met you in the airport, and I remember you were wearing the cutest outfit. You had like your gray champion sweatpants, and I think you had a gray cropped hoodie.
Yep, I did.
And you had a
It was either red or blue.
A red hat. Yep. A red hat on and sneakers.
I don't even remember what I was wearing, but I just remember what you were wearing because I thought it was cute. It was like a cozy travel outfit.
Oh my God.
And do you want to know what I wrote down to remember to talk about? Because I was thinking about it yesterday, and I swear, some people are going to be like, yeah, and some people are going to be like, what are they talking about over there? But we found out from a comment, because we talked about probably back then when we were all in Laguna, like that first trip. What year was that? 2018?
Yeah, 2018.
That is so crazy. Yeah. That was like over 2 years ago when we were all there. Like, it feels like yesterday, but also I know, so much it's has so, happened.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, you had just started YouTube, or you started it like while we were there.
I literally started YouTube a month before we went there.
Yeah. Yeah, because you had Vlogmas. Yep. I was watching your high school Vlogmas.
Oh, my God.
Those were, like, your first videos. I know.
They're so weird. I look back and watch them, so and I'm like, cute. Ew, like, cringe.
No, they were, like, popping off. Everyone loved them.
It they was,
like,
did. That's how everyone has found me, is through my Vlogmas. And I'm just like, those are so cringe. Those are so bad.
No, it was so cute.
My voice was that, like, high YouTube voice where you're like, hi guys, yes. Like, I'm new to YouTube. Like, these are my friends.
Everyone's voice sounds like that.
And now when you get so comfortable, you're like, hey, I just woke up.
Wait, I'm shook because that is such a thing. When me and Brooke were looking back at our old videos, our voices were that way. Yeah. Like, hi guys.
Yeah, you like put on a different person. You're like, so this now is what we're my friends us. And I are doing today. Like, we are going to get smoothies and like, it's just going to be so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, that's really funny because that literally, it's probably just when anyone starts, that's like how they see other people or how they think they should talk. That's really funny. But what I was going to say is that, sorry, I digress. What I was going to say is that the reason I think we all got so close so quick, which we saw in a comment, someone told us that we're all water signs, which is freaky. We're the three different water signs because Emma is Cancer, Maggie's a Scorpio. I'll like never forget that Maggie's Scorpio.
She's
like,
Scorpio everything. She's like,
Scorpio, baby. And I'm a Pisces.
You know mine and Maggie's. You're like,
like, what am I? So I didn't even know that those were like the water signs, but someone told us that. And I was like, wow. Like, that makes, like,
that makes so much sense.
Like, we're all compatible.
Yeah.
We could all date each other.
We literally could.
That's what that means.
We are dating. At this point, we're married.
We're dating. All the dating questions, like, I was taken.
If Emma has a boyfriend, Gretchen, that's my boyfriend.
And, like, she's in a relationship with loving herself, so there. Queen 2020, that's Queen what you need to do. So that is how we met, you guys, and we're water signs. That's basically all you need to know from that. So you guys know I always start off with like what we're happy about right now and like a happy quote. I didn't even write down like a happy quote, but I'm sure you have like happy quotes or thoughts in your head. So what are you happy about right now?
I'm glad that we're doing this today, because if we did this yesterday, I was like trying to think like, what am I happy about? I was like, oh, like I'm excited about today, blah, blah. What I'm happy about is like, genuinely our friendship, like not even just being like, oh, like I'm happy about our friendship, like actually we have such a good friendship and it's so fun, and I feel like whenever I'm with you, I just feel so good. Like I'm never not like sad. I'm never not being like, I don't know, like sometimes when I hang out with certain people, I'll be like, oh, like I feel so bad about myself. Like you make me feel so good about myself. And like,
I'm gonna cry.
That's what, like you just genuinely make me so happy. And like last night when we went to the hockey game and we just hung out after, like
we had so much fun.
I just had the best night of my life. Like that was like one of the best nights I have had in a while. Like the last time I had a really good night was Post Malone when we were together.
Yeah.
So
all your best nights are with me.
They really are. That's why like I'm gonna be so sad when you move. I don't wanna think about it.
I know we were looking through the questions and it was like, how are you guys gonna keep in touch when Gretchen moves? But like honestly,
we will.
That makes me think of something else that we're gonna talk about. Like I feel like not like distance makes the heart grow fonder, but like when we're far away, you like appreciate the time together that much more.
Exactly. It's like
you and Maggie.
Yes, with Maggie and I, or like me with like my friends that live on Cape still, I don't see them as much as I used to. Obviously, I would see them every single day, but now it's like I actually am like, let's hang out, let's see,
and it's
like
so
hang
special
out this day, and then like it's always so fun. Yeah so
that like makes me think maybe that's like what adulthood is like, because when you're like growing up, you're just always around your friends, like in school obviously, and in college you like live with them and whatever, but then when you're an adult it's like hard because you have to make like plans, but then it's like worth it because it's like that's special, that much more special when you're like with them.
Yeah,
wait, that's really sweet of you that you're happy about our friendship. I am too. I think I'm going to steal that and use it too. Because I really am. And to elaborate, I have so much fun when I'm with Emma. And it's like we have like a really pure, like healthy friendship. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it. Because I'm sure some people know, like, I'm sure you've had friends in the past or maybe like acquaintances, not your best friends, that you know when you're with them, you just are kind of like maybe doing unhealthy things. Like you only see these friends when you go out drinking. Yep. Like, for example. Or you're only like talking crap about other people. Like, that's not good.
Yep.
And me and Emma, I swear, when we're together, we don't talk about
anyone. We don't talk about anyone.
We talk about like the sky.
Yeah, we're like today we were driving. We were like, wow, like it's such a nice day outside. Like the windows were down and we were just like chilling and like just like enjoying life. Yeah. Like we just live
life. We're just diddling around.
Wait, now that I'm thinking about it, we actually don't ever like talk about anyone or think about never that. Like negative or
how
anything.
I'm with you, we like don't talk about people.
And another like thing nice about things. Our friendship is like we don't really even though both of you have like that online presence, we don't we don't hang out like online. Like we're not like posting together like, oh, we just got sushi last night from Whole Foods eating it on my kitchen island sushi date. Like no, we're just
we didn't
like
even, no one knows
when we hang out because we just don't, because we're just so living in the
like
moment
present.
I feel
very present when I'm with Emma, and that's so true. Like I almost feel like my bestest friends, not like the people that I am posting with on social media, like I'm not close with, but I feel like when you're really like present with someone, you like forget. Like this morning when I was at brunch with Danielle and Brooke, like I didn't blog or anything and I didn't take a picture and I was like,
and
oh,
those are the best moments.
I was focused like talking to you guys, you know. So yeah, I feel like that's so true, like me and Emma and Matt. And you know, that's such a good thing to point out because I feel like people will always comment and be like, oh my gosh, you guys are friends.
Yeah.
Like, why haven't you seen them? And it's like, okay, honestly, like they were just in New York. I'm in Pennsylvania. Like we travel a lot. We're busy. But also you don't always see, like you see like the 20 minutes out of my day that I'm filming, you don't see. Because half the time it's like when I'm hanging out with Emma, it's like we're done working and we're like in like the off mode and we're like eating sushi and going to go to a hockey game. And like I'm not like filming a YouTube video, you know?
Exactly.
So... yeah, we are so happy about our friendship. We were like, it's such a nice day. We rolled down the windows. We were like, what's over here? We were exploring. Yeah. We were driving around. I got kind of lost.
We didn't use directions. We used signs.
We used a sign. She's like, wow, I don't know. Like the last time I used a sign.
Or if I'm ever.
I took a wrong turn, got a little lost.
It's totally fine.
I feel like you have a good sense of direction.
Yeah.
I feel like you always, you just like know.
I
feel like Maggie's like that too.
It's definitely because like our parents, I don't know. I just feel like it's this area. Oh my God, there's a dog in that building.
Where?
Right there. It's the third one down. It just walked by. It was big, fluffy one.
Oh,
my God. I need a knot. I'm such like a squirrel. Like, oh, my God.
Guys, that's so funny. We can literally see like other people's apartments. That's kind of how both of our buildings are. You can like look into other people's and like look at their lives. Yesterday, me and Emma just looked out the window. We're like, that person's making their bed. That person's like cleaning up their dishes. Like,
so creepy.
It's
so
really creepy. What I was just thinking when you just pointed out the dog that we could see out the window was, you guys, Emma is so lucky. She is just like graced by God that there is a golden retriever puppy that is newly living in her building. Like the
cutest thing
owner
ever.
Lives here. You know what I'm saying? They got a puppy. And we keep seeing this golden puppy around and it like lights up my heart.
It's so dangerous because I want a dog so bad.
I know.
I want one so bad.
I could really see you with one.
Like, oh yeah, me
as a
too.
Companion.
Yeah.
We both just could use like a companion.
I could so use a dog.
Yeah. And I feel like they teach you so much like responsibility and discipline, which you already are like so disciplined, and we'll talk about that because there was like questions about that. But yeah, his name's Tito and he's really cute. Tito, if you're listening to this,
please come over.
I said he lights up my heart. I don't know if that's like the right. He like sets my soul on fire. Is that a good phrase?
He just makes you warm inside.
He like makes me cry, like have a tear when I see him.
Same. Like,
oh,
actually.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, we got a little distracted, but that's what we're happy about.
Really distracted.
Wait, what's your happy quote or like happy idea? Or you know how some people just like love quotes?
Yeah.
Like I love like everything I've been through a reason, like stuff like that.
See, my sister is a big quote person. Mm-hmm. She's always posting quotes on like her Instagram story.
Yeah,
she's very like into that type of stuff. I'm not that much of a quote person, but the one thing that I do live by, like you just said, everything happens for a reason. Literally everything happens for a reason. And it's just like so crazy because like things will happen and I'm like, oh, of course, like that, like there's a plan for you in life that like, I don't know. Just, like, everything that's around, like, everything happens for a reason and all that type of stuff. That's, like, what I live by.
Yeah. And sometimes I know when there's like, I know some people hate hearing that, especially if you've been through like really tough mm-hmm. stuff and like lots of turmoil and like nothing is going your way and there's like family tragedies and, you know, it's like stuff like that. And it's like, okay, sometimes maybe there isn't like a reason something is happening, but it's like, you always kind of have to, I don't know how to describe it, like find the silver lining.
Yes. You always have to find the good in what's like the good in the bad. How do you say that?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have no choice but to keep on keeping mm-hmm. on. So you might as well make lemonade with yeah. all the lemons.
Yeah.
Even if there's lemons being thrown at you every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we said we weren't going to talk about it, not to get really deep, but oh my gosh, I guess we're just going to get really deep for a second. We're not going to cry though. Like, I'm going to say it for 20 seconds and we'll move on. Okay. But I was just going to say, with my dad passing, because there's questions about that, which, you know, I'm going to make a whole different episode about that mm-hmm. one day. Just like, we're just not ready to get into it right now.
Not right now.
But like, okay, didn't happen for a reason, like no reason. Like, I was even talking with like the pastor in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Forget what they're called in the hospital. He was like, not like the priest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have them in there. I forget what his like title is. But he was like, sometimes, I don't really know if he uses, like, verbiage, because he's, like, a man of God, but he's, like, sometimes shit hits the fan, pretty much. Like, that's basically what mm-hmm. he was saying. And I feel like, no, there's no good reason that happened, but in a way, I can be, like, I'm so happy that he's not in pain anymore. I'm so happy yeah. for the 22 years that I did have. Like, I just have mm-hmm. to, like, rephrase it in my head. And I'm, like, some people never meet their dad. Some people have a really bad relationship with their dad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy that I had the best one for 22 years. So you just kind of have to...
Yeah. You have to find the good in everything. You yeah. have to, like,
you have
really...
to find the good in the bad.
Yep.
And keep on keeping on, people, because you
yep.
have no choice but to. So there. So that is our motivational moment.
Woo!
Today. But, yeah, I guess we can, like, get on into the questions. You guys have so many
questions. I'm kind of nervous.
Are you ready? I guess we can... This is, like, still, like, I guess, like, a little deeper, like, a little, like...
Yeah.
Personal. But taking a twist. Tips on how to manage anxiety.
Ooh. Yeah, that's something I'm trying to, like, figure out, too. But, like...
Do you guys have any tips for us?
Do you have any tips for me? I need that. No, tips for managing anxiety.
Like, what helps you?
Yeah, I struggle with that really a lot, like mm-hmm. very bad. I used to take medicine for it actually mm-hmm. last year, my senior year. It got really bad once my parents got divorced. That's what made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I just relied on the medicine that I took, but it made you feel like a different person. Like you didn't feel human when you would take it.
Does it just make you feel more like calm?
But
it's, like, weird feeling, like, you don't like the
way yeah, no, I did not like it at all. I couldn't drink coffee because it would reverse the effect, so I stopped drinking coffee for a while, which sucked because I love coffee. Yeah. But, I stopped taking the medicine, though, back in June, actually, once I moved to Boston.
Mm.
And what has helped me with my anxiety ever since I stopped is, like, grounding myself and being really grounded. So if I'm having an anxiety attack, I'll sit there and I have to like, I literally have to sit on the ground or like stop what I'm doing and just like pause. And I just take a deep breath and kind of just think about like how I'm here on the earth. I'm sitting on the ground, like I'm touching the ground. The ground is probably like my floor or something. And my floor is on the earth and the earth is just like, I don't know. I just am thinking about everything
like Arlen type stuff.
So like, I don't know.
Just being really present.
Yes, being really present and knowing that you're here in that moment and that, like, and breathing. Breathing helps a lot. Because I even find that my anxiety, it's so weird because I get so anxious and I'll be, like, in my head. It happens a lot when I'm talking and I'll be talking, like, a lot. But then my mind goes so many different places. Mm-hmm. But then my mouth is just running. But then I feel like my mouth is going faster than my mind is going. So then I'm talking and I don't even know what's coming
without
out of my
mouth. Like,
yeah, I like can't even, yeah. and I can't like control what I'm saying. So sometimes I just need to like take a deep breath and then I'm like, it's a reset kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like breathing helps so much and I feel like that's something that nobody wants to hear. Like,
but like it helps so
much. But if you make
much.
Yourself take like really deep breaths. I forget Maggie taught me one. I forget how many seconds it is, but
10.
You like breathe in for how many seconds, breathe
or like,
out for how many seconds.
You can do like sometimes you do like 5 seconds. I normally do like literally 10. I count to 10 at the top. I wait for like 10 at the top, like mm-hmm. hold it in, and then I let it out for 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it like lowers your heart rate mm-hmm. and just literally you have no choice, but like it makes yourself more mm-hmm. calm, I guess.
Yeah. And two other things that help a lot with anxiety. Reading. I've gotten into that lately, and I've been reading a lot.
That
yeah,
in your videos.
And it's helped a lot because it takes my mind off of other things. Kind of, not
yeah,
really. My ADD doesn't really help with that, but like, yeah. But it's calming. That. Oh no, I have two more.
I never thought of reading like that. I need a freaking
yeah. Reading is nice. Obviously, yoga, hot yoga, or any type of yoga, meditation. I don't meditate because I can't. My ADD is too bad for that.
Yeah,
I
me too.
I can't. I can't sit down. I can't. So, yoga is good because you're moving, and also taking a bath. I've been doing that lately. I do Epsom salt baths, and I just sit there for like 20 minutes, and I just relax. Or going to the sauna. That helps me also.
Yeah, I was going to say the sauna because you were saying that
yesterday. Because I sit there and relax.
Emma feels really like she can... I forget how you were saying it, not just relax in the sauna, but like it's my one place where I feel like I can really like disconnect.
Or... Yes, and I feel very happy in it because it's warm and I like the warmth. And I like the summer and that type of stuff, so it makes me feel like I'm sitting in the sun at the beach.
So. Close your eyes and you're like, I'm on Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. The waves are rolling in.
But the ones I go to, I go to infrared saunas, so they use the lights. Mm-hmm. Like the, I don't know. I guess it's like really good, and there's different levels of the lights that are for different things. Like I normally turn it on this like dark blue one at the sauna place I go to is for like stress and anxiety.
Whoa,
it's very calming.
That's so cool. You can do different lights for like different like benefits that you want.
Yeah. There's one that's for like if you have a cold or muscle relaxation.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Every single morning, I told you this the other day, I sit on my couch and it's the sun is hitting me on my couch because I like to sit there and feel warm in the morning because it puts me in a good mood. Yeah.
By the window in the morning.
I have to do it or else if I don't do it, I find that my days like aren't that good because if I'm not sitting in the sun for a little bit and it's so cold and it's like wintertime, I don't have a good day because I'm just like sad and it's like winter.
It's so interesting. This is just making me think about how, like, growing up as, like, kids, I don't know, you can just, like, go, 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 and you're, like, running around, like, you're literally, like, running through life, like, through, like, school and your activities and your friends and you're playing outside and you're on the Cape and you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then as you grow up, you need to be, like, wait, I need to, like, slow down and, like, find the things that make me feel, like, normal and present and grounded, you know? Like, it's interesting. Like, when you're six, you're not like, I need to, like, sit by the window in the morning and drink my coffee. You're like, woo!
Yeah, like, you, like, get up, French go. Toast. You're like, Mom, can we go to this place, do this,
You know? That's so interesting. Wait, I really like that you said that about being so present because, like I said, that reminds me so much of Arlen. And it was really freaking me out. But I was like, you're so right. When we were recording the podcast, like, when he was on my podcast, he was like, Gretchen, all we have is right now. Like, we don't have the future. We don't have the past. All we have is right now, like, this very second. And he was like, just be silent.
Yeah.
Like, hear the silence. Like, we're right here.
I, like, am always getting so caught up in my head and being like, planning out the future and being like, I need a boyfriend. Like, all this stuff that is just so unrealistic for my moment right now that I'm living in.
Yeah. I know. I feel like the same way as you. Everything you were saying, and you're like, I need to sit down and, like, be really grounded and, like, ADD, like, me and Emma are similar. Like,
Yeah.
I need to do more of that, the deep breathing. I think Maggie was telling me about the deep breathing for, like, going to sleep because we were like, oh, my gosh, we, like, can't go to sleep.
Yeah, that helps.
And she's like, deep breathe a lot because I feel like that can just calm you and, like, you don't go to sleep. But those are good tips for people.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not in any sort of order. So, sorry, this is just kind of random after that. But what are your go-to purchases from Aritzia?
Okay.
A complete turn. Sorry. Moving on, guys.
Okay, literally a total turn. My go-to purchases from Aritzia.
You're the queens of Aritzia. You guys love Aritzia.
We do love Aritzia. I like them for my basics. So my go-tos from Aritzia are the boyfriend sweatshirt.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yep.
And the boyfriend sweatpants.
Yep, the boyfriend sweatpants. Those are my go-tos for, like, comfy stuff. Like, the T&I brand. Anything from the T&I brand is my go-to. Like, honestly, I don't own anything from any other brand, but T&I brand from Aritzia is the best. They're little slip dresses. I forget what they're called, but those are so... It definitely...
Yep.
It's T&I. Anything
I was
from
like,
T&I.
It's comfy and cozy.
Literally go onto Aritzia's website and get everything from T&A and you'll be happy.
I wonder if T&A is like the line of the basic stuff.
It is.
Because I feel like it's all the basics.
Everything is basic. That's all I shop. Or their puffer jackets. Warmer than any jacket I have ever tried on. There was a point in time when I wanted to get like, I don't know, like a Moncler jacket or something like that. But they are so overpriced.
Yeah.
They don't keep you that warm. Mm-hmm. And the ones from Aritzia are like, $200, so still, like, pretty expensive, but very good, like better quality than I sweat when I wear mine and it's freezing outside.
It's too warm.
We were walking around New York, not kidding you, it was like 9 degrees. Yeah. I was sweating. Yep. I was sweating. That's profusely so sweating.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I so agree with that if you take one thing from this podcast about what you want to go buy from Aritzia, boyfriend hoodie, boyfriend sweatpants, those are the best. Yeah. Like the best basics, and they're so cozy and they're such good quality. Like, you know, the sweatshirts or sweatpants that like shed on, so like, it's nothing like that.
No, or it's nothing like that. Or, like, it's and so the good. Inside of it doesn't get all like that. You know how if you wash certain sweatshirts, they get weird on the inside? It doesn't happen to those ones.
It stays soft.
Yeah, they're like nice. Yeah, very good quality.
I know they're expensive, but I feel like it is worth quality.
It's no quantity.
Quality over quantity.
I was like, wait, no. But quality over quantity. If you buy good quality stuff, you don't need to buy a lot of things because you have, like, you can get, like, I don't know, a black sweatshirt, a white sweatshirt, a gray sweatshirt, and that's all you'll need. You can just rotate that and you don't need any other sweatshirt.
Yeah. That reminds me, like, the first time I went in, I was looking around, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not know this place was so expensive. Like, everything's so expensive. Like, a t-shirt is maybe $60.
It's so worth it. Yeah.
But I was vlogging about it, and everyone's like, no, Gretchen, like, it's the best quality. Like, it's going to last you forever. That's why it's not, like, half the price and lasts half the time.
Exactly.
You know?
You can go to, like, Forever 21 and get, I don't know, maybe the same t-shirt.
It might literally disintegrate.
But it's
going to
disintegrate the next day. Yeah. You're going to wear it, and then you're going to take it out of the dryer, and it's going to have a hole in it.
Yeah.
But then when you have Aritzia, you can wear that thing for the next 17 years of your life.
I know. And everyone was like, I mean, not to get, like, too deep into the thickets of, I don't know right now, but people were like, it's so sustainable, and that's like a part of the reason why it's more expensive too, because they're doing everything right. So it's
exactly
like, yeah, so Aritzia's doing
it. We love
it,
a good
right,
Aritzia sister.
Love them. I knew that was a good question to ask you. Okay, taking another turn. These are really, I should have organized these by like topic,
whatever.
But whatever,
we're not organized anymore.
you know that this was coming. Is there a reason you both love hockey boys? This is the real tea. Let's just talk. This is going to be in the title. Hockey Boys with Emma.
Hockey Boys and, like, anxiety. That's me. oh, my God. Shoot. Hockey Boys. I just think that... I don't even know what to say. Okay. If we're going to be real, I really...
They're cute and nice. They're good ones.
There's some good ones. There's some that are just total, can I swear, assholes.
Yeah.
We got the ones that are rude, and then we have the ones that are nice. But personally, I genuinely like hockey because I grew up playing it. So
yeah, you
it's
were like
the only
tied
sport
to the sport, and you get it, and
I
you
understand.
Enjoy watching
yes,
it.
Yes, it's the only sport I understand. I'm not gonna go date a football player because I don't know what football is. I don't know anything about football. I know that you can get a touchdown, and that's it. I couldn't tell you how many points a touchdown is. Yeah. I don't know a single thing. Don't ask me anything about basketball. Couldn't tell you one thing except for the Celtics play. That's it. I don't even know. I don't know anything. Baseball, that is the most
so
boring thing
Sorry, if
ever.
You play baseball, I'm really
if
sorry.
If you like baseball,
not trying to offend.
Like, I can't.
I don't know how you keep your eyes
no,
open.
No, nothing. Nothing puts me to sleep.
Me
I go
too.
To the games sometimes.
I go
it's
late
so fun.
And I get a hot dog and then I leave early.
Yeah, and it's so fun in the summer to like sit at a baseball game. Like, whoa, but like it's
but
boring.
But who's there like on the edge of their seats? Like, really?
No, you know? Soccer, I don't even know what soccer is.
Yeah.
So that's why hockey is the best, okay?
Like, so basically she just hates all the other ones, so she's left with hockey.
I just, yeah, and I... really understand hockey, so it's enjoyable for me to watch, and it's nice when you are watching a boy that you like, because then it makes it more interesting.
Wait, I never thought of it like that you guys would like hockey so much because you played, so you get it.
I get it.
Because I would go to hockey games before I knew anything, and I would sit there and be like...
You'd be like, I hate this, yeah.
I couldn't follow, like, I didn't know what was going on, but now that I know what's going on, it's, like, way
it's
more
so,
interesting.
I will go to any hockey game, no matter what, and I'll watch it, like, just because it's hockey,
you'd go
and
to, like,
I get
a high
it.
School hockey game, I would, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, we're on the power play.
Yeah,
let's
I'd be
go.
Like, let's get it, boys.
Yeah. I know, me and Emma get into it, you guys.
We do. Last night was a little stressful.
Okay, it really was.
It kind of was.
Oh. We were losing and we were sad, but...
The bean pot was so stressful. I was on my knees.
Oh, the beans.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah. People were commenting on my video because I was vlogging, like, the TV since I wasn't at, like, the final one. And people were commenting from Northeastern being like, oh, my gosh, like the stress is coming back. Like, I was there. Like,
I was so stressed out. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was anxiety. I was freaking out.
It was so bad. But, yeah, hockey, I don't know. And there's just something about hockey boys. Like, I just like that type.
Well, like, and that look. Makes sense to me, because if you really like hockey as a sport and like watching and everything, that would make sense that you would like the players.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like hockey boys have a specific look. Like, I feel like different athletes of different sports like look mm-hmm. different. Like swimmers, I feel like you can like pinpoint swimmers.
Like, yeah, they looks look aren't body, like the like, biggest, like aren't looks aren't yeah, like anyway, the number one thing.
Being really shallow.
Yeah, but like still, it's just like you, every, no matter who it is, you're gonna have a type that you like to
how
look
they
at.
Look. Yeah.
But like, I get looks aren't, I know that for a fact. Like, there are boys that I've talked to that I'm just like, it's their personality 100%. Like, they're not even cute. Yeah. And I know they're not cute.
Or really like, cute ones that we have discarded.
Oh, yeah. About that.
That we've thrown in the trash can. Oh. Yeah, so looks aren't everything. But I also feel like, too, this might be like, I don't know if this is like bad or like weird to say, but I feel like a part of it is almost, I feel like they are more like normal and grounded as athletes.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe like baseball players that make more money than they know what to do with. Or like, I mean, they all are making more money than they know what to mm-hmm. do with. But like, less.
Yeah.
But more reasonable about doing
it. Yeah. In like hockey families, I don't know, it just hits different. Hockey just hits different. There's just something about it where it's like, if you like hockey, you understand.
You know, and I feel like just the guys, I feel like guys on a hockey team, well, I guess not all of them. I mean, obviously there's always like exceptions. Like, they're not all bad. They're not all mm-hmm. good. Like, it's going to be mixed. But I just think of this one time, I think Max showed me an interview, and it was like a post-game interview of a basketball player versus a hockey player. And the hockey player was like, we, like, the team.
Yes.
Like, and the basketball player was like, me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yep. Hockey.
So I feel like it's just, I don't know, like, a good environment. Like, they're just good guys.
Yeah, they are. They
like,
are.
We love the guys at BU. Like, we're friends with them. Like, they're just, like, friendly and sweet and, like, caring. Like, again, it really depends.
It really depends on the who you got.
Yeah.
I just had deja vu.
Yeah.
Ew, I'm having so much deja vu right now, and I don't know why.
You and Maggie always have deja
vu. Yeah. Okay.
Like, this moment has happened
before.
Probably because we're always talking about our boys.
That's not me.
That's how me and Emma can really bond, the hockey boys. Okay, last thing I'll say about the hockey boys is, you know, if you guys are ever wondering, like, oh, does he play hockey? I'm going to tell you how you're going to know. First of all, I was going to say they have a big butt. That's true.
Big butt and thighs.
True. It's very true. They all have big butts.
And muscle.
You didn't hear it from me, though, but they do have big butts. And I was going to say, if you see them in a suit, if you ever see anyone in a suit with a winter hat on, they play hockey.
Them. Yeah. Or if you look at them, you can have the ones that have, like, the wicked short hair, but you obviously there's the ones with long hair. Yeah. And another thing that you can tell with hockey players is I feel like they always are, like,
they don't have teeth.
No teeth. Or, like, they're just, like, oh, my God, hockey players have that just look.
They have a look.
They have that look, and they always are wearing either, like, a really cute outfit that's, like, a nice, like, dress-up outfit, like a pea coat. They always wear pea coats.
Yeah, they have to wear pea coats.
Or they're wearing, like,
I'm sure a bunch of sports have that rule that they have to, like, dress up for the games. But yeah.
But I don't know. That's just
our type, okay?
That it is.
And I feel like it's really,
I've never said that before, like, out there.
Talk about that's hockey, like, boys.
Yeah.
That's our type.
But, like, it,
I feel like it wasn't my type. Like, I never even knew about hockey. It just, like, was the person. And then it was like, oh, he played hockey, you know?
Yeah, want to know what's funny? In the past, I have had, like, relationships with people that played other sports, and they never worked out. Two with football that never worked out. Mm-hmm. One with baseball that just did not work out. But every single one with hockey has...
is good.
Mostly worked out for the good part, right?
Yeah. I feel like it also depends on, like, where you're from. Like, where Emma's from, hockey is huge.
So
every boy on Cape Cod, guess what, is a hockey boy.
They're all hockey players. It's like, I just grew up around it. Boston, hockey, like, hockey's
and where I was from, hockey, like, wasn't a thing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Isn't it weird, Emma? Like, our high school didn't have a team. It was, like, our high school, like, two or three other high schools combined.
Oh, my God.
And, like, no one had, like, ice rinks, so they would go practice at, like, another one, like, nearby.
What?
Like, it was, like, the high school's, like, conjoined team. We're back, everybody. We needed a banana bread break.
Yeah, banana bread, pea water.
And chapstick.
And chapstick. I did need that.
And we're back. So, this is taking another turn, but I guess you could address it, because I know everyone's, like, so interested. You're probably, like, over-talking about it. Me and Emma were talking about it yesterday, but there was obviously so many questions about college and, like, future plans and blah, 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 blah. And this says, is Emma going to college in the future?
That's such a sensitive topic, not for me, but for everyone else.
Yeah.
I feel like no matter what I say or what I say I want to do or anything, everyone has something to say. And it's very hard because if I didn't have a like presence online, no one would care. I have so many friends from my high school mm-hmm. that didn't go to college after high school mm-hmm. and now they're working very good jobs. They are like moving into their own apartments right now, like yeah. moving into their own houses. They're doing so good and no one said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But me, on the other hand, I didn't go to college after high school right away. And it's like this whole thing and it's so bad. But like everyone's on their own path. And that's like where I'm at right now. I'm really trying to figure it out. It's so hard because my junior year is when you figure out, everyone's junior year is when you figure out where you're going to college and like what colleges you want to go to. And like you're taking the SATs, you're applying, like all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or not applying, but you're like looking. And then your senior year is when you're like really figuring it out, applying and like finding what school you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone does it with, like, the help of their parents or their guidance counselors and stuff. Which, like, I had my guidance counselor. Loved her. Miss Rico. She was the best. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have any help with my parents, so I was kind of just doing it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard and just, like, I don't know. So
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to yeah. that, too. Because I know, obviously, there are instances with parents, like, really involved. And they're mm-hmm. the ones, like, holding their hands, yeah. filling out the application yeah. or getting, like, I know people get college like advisors yeah. almost to have them apply to colleges.
But like,
and I almost felt like you, yes, I had parents that were more like involved, but I felt like they were like, oh, kind of like hands yeah. off, like you guys figured out. Yeah. And they were like, what? Like, can you like do it for us? Like our other friends' yeah. parents?
I don't it's even hard. Think like my parents know what colleges I even applied to when yeah. I did. Yeah. They literally don't know. I did it all my own. Like,
and you're
I,
like 17, how are you supposed to figure it out?
I tried to apply for like the FAFSA stuff. I didn't know how to do it. And I asked yeah. my mom to help me and she like didn't do it.
Yeah.
So like I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing, and it's okay that I don't know what I'm doing, because no one knows what they're doing. That's just where I'm at right now. I haven't figured it out. Part of me wants to go to school so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me is so, like, having so much FOMO, like, I want to go to school,
mm-hmm.
but then another part of me is, like, I'm working and genuinely doing what I would want to do out of college.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, working a full-time job. I live in a beautiful apartment, like I'm so fortunate to have I pay for everything. My parents haven't paid for a single thing in my life since I was maybe a freshman in high school.
Yeah
So I don't know, I'm just chilling right now. Like I don't know what I'm doing, and
I think that's okay. I'm so happy yeah. that you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, and that's okay, and that's mm-hmm. so true. And Emma's so right, you guys, because I know so many, same thing from high school, so many friends that didn't go to college and they're working already or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it's fine. But yeah. if it's you and everyone it's can judge okay. you, it's not fine.
And like,
and I hate it.
And I was gonna just do like take online courses,
mm-hmm.
but my thing right now is like, do I want to take online courses or do I want to actually go to class?
Yeah.
Or do I want to go to a college and live in the dorm, or do I want to go to like a community college and just drive there for the day and then come home?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what I want to do yet. I want to try to figure out what is going to be best for me. And I'm still trying to adjust to my life now. Like mm-hmm. I moved off of Cape Cod in June. I moved in with my sister until December. I have only been living alone for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm trying to like figure out my life right now. So that's you're like what I'm doing. In. Yeah. Like and maybe so I want to move to New York next year. Maybe I want to stay in Boston. Like I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. And if I do end up moving to New York, I can go to school in New York or like mm-hmm. do something like that. But right now I'm just going to like let it just all go the way it's going to go. And yeah.
And everyone can chill because everyone's yeah. different. Me and Emma were talking about it yesterday. Like, how many of you started at school somewhere and you're like, this is where I'm going to yeah. go. I'm going to graduate in 4 years. Yep. Everything's going to be great. And guess what? Maybe you transferred. Maybe you dropped out. Maybe you're taking a fifth year. Like, it's okay.
I have met sometimes so people many.
Take a gap yeah. year. Maybe Emma's going to take some time before she goes to school, or maybe she's not going to go at all. And it's her decision and it's okay.
And school is always there. You can go whenever.
Yeah.
There are moms out there who couldn't go to college right away because maybe they had a child mm-hmm. in high school, which
and
is perfectly fine.
Later.
But they get their degree when they're like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine. Like I can so do that, but like it's just I don't know what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna just do it at whenever I need to. Your own pace. And, yeah, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, exactly. Everything happens for a reason. Elon Musk didn't go to college, so...
Did he really not?
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of people who didn't go.
I didn't even
yeah.
know that.
There's, like, a lot of people who... Steve Jobs didn't go to college.
Wait,
look at
crazy.
Him. He
yeah, so there, everybody.
He made the thing that we're recording this on right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. So crazy.
Yeah.
That makes me think, too, just, like, how... I don't know if every high school is like this, or maybe just, like, our public high schools. I don't know. I just feel like senior year, everyone is so tunnel vision, and you're like, I need to go to a school right as mm-hmm. I graduate high school, like, immediately. Like, I can't take any time, yeah. or that won't be socially acceptable in my town.
Yes.
And, like, my friends and my friends' parents and my teachers, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No.
And then it's like, I need to go to the best school I can get into, even if it doesn't make sense financially, because I got into this
yeah.
school, and it's, like, the best school on
yeah.
paper.
And, like, another thing
and
is,
I have
two things. My English teacher my senior year, he was really good with that. He told people, like, there's an option for everyone. You can either go to a four-year college, and you can go to, like, a public school. You can go to a private school. You can go to a working college, which I didn't even know those were a thing. But they're, mm-hmm. like, you go for, like, a specific job, but you don't have actual classes, but you go to learn that job. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can go to one for, like, I don't know, farming, whatever.
Yeah.
And he also said that
there's
you can
so
just,
options.
Like, not go to college and work. Which, like, that is really smart if you have a good job. Like,
yeah.
me, on the other hand, I am very fortunate to have this job that is,
you're,
like,
self-employed already.
Yes, and it's a very good job that I'm, like, I don't need to go to college right now,
yeah.
you know?
And it's what you would want to do after college.
Anyway. Yes, exactly.
And, like, hate to break it to you guys, I have my... business degree from BU, and guess what? I'm not using it right now.
I also have met so many people that are now, like, freshmen in college or, like, sophomores, and they're like, you are so smart for taking a gap year. They're like, I wish I took a gap year.
Yeah.
I wish I, like, didn't go to school right away and, like, figured my stuff out, because I have no clue what I'm doing
yeah.
right now. And I'm like, it makes me feel good, because that I, like, see people saying that, and I'm like, oh, so not everyone is, like, she's dumb for not going to school. Because I get people all the time saying, you're stupid, like, you need to get an education. And I'm like, let me do
me.
Like, I'm still a normal person.
Yeah.
I'm just like you. Like,
yeah.
it's life. It's literally life.
I'm happy you guys get to hear Emma talk about it, because I feel like people can just be
yeah.
so quick to judge
yep.
and, like, negative on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do you hear what we're saying? That's why I'm, like, yelling at them. I'm like, are
yeah.
you listening here? Because it's like, I know how much negativity
yeah.
she can, like, hear from this topic. So just
also, be nice. College is freaking expensive.
Yeah.
That's, like,
yeah.
I couldn't.
I know.
Like, my dream school, University of Michigan.
So
that's expensive. Like,
all of them are so expensive.
Yeah.
It's insane. So basically the answer is, she'll see, and when she finds out, then she'll tell you.
Yeah. But until then, let's not talk about
TBD. Okay, next question. We were kind of talking about this before. It says, do you miss living with Maggie? This reminds me of,
see,
like, distance makes your
yes,
heart fall
I,
under.
Honestly, okay. I don't miss living with her in an apartment, like, in a small apartment.
Mm-hmm.
If we were living in a house, love it. Like, I would love to live with her in a house.
Yeah.
Because we would have our own space. We would be on, like, it would just be, like, how we were growing up. Like,
mm-hmm.
we had our own room. We can just get in our car and go do whatever we want and, like, have normal lives.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it feels like we're in a house. Like, right now, I feel like we're living in a house because we have two different apartments and, like, have our own space.
Yeah.
But, like... I don't know. I, like, miss living with her, with, like, seeing her every day, but also it's, like, I like living alone.
You like,
thing.
You guys
yeah.
have your own space.
Yeah, but she's also my sister, so it's, like, that's, like, what I grew up with, like, living with her. So
yeah.
it's kind of, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Like, yes and no.
Yeah, like, if she were to, like, buy a house or something, and I were to, like, move in, I would get, like, the whole basement and have my own area, and, like,
mm-hmm.
I would be fine. And that would be good. And we would still live together and see each other. But, like, yeah. I do miss living with her. But also, I like being.
Yeah.
So mixed emotions.
No. How do you remember to drink lots of water and tips?
Okay. This is funny because everyone asks me how I drink so much water. Because I drink a ton
yeah,
of water.
Drinking
water. I just always... I don't know. I've always been like this. Like, ever since I was younger, my mom has always been like, drink a lot of water. She would always buy us, like, big water bottles, and we would just constantly fill them up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like when I drink water, it makes me feel, like, good. Like, I don't know. You just feel energized when you drink water. And tips on how to drink more water. Maybe put like lemon in your water to like add something to it. You can put cucumbers in it, like flavor your water. Or
some Pedialyte powder.
Yeah, Pedialyte's good too. That's extra electrolytes. So then you'll get extra hydration. But yeah, I don't know. I just make sure you get a big water bottle too. I try to get like a water bottle that's like 1 liter and then you fill it up all the time. You can drink 4 of those and have 4 liters of water. You'll be fine. Yeah. Like I'm used to drinking like maybe 4 to 6, not 6, but 4 to 6-ish liters a day. Yeah.
I think I do like, I try to do 3.
That's good.
Sometimes I hit it.
Sometimes I don't. See, like I normally do 3, try to do 4. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah.
It's so funny. I feel like you're either naturally born a good water drinker or you're not.
My friend drinks maybe a 16-ounce water bottle a week.
Yeah. Taylor. Doesn't that scare you? Taylor's training for a marathon and she has like a sip of water every day. I'm like, sister.
How?
No,
I don't know how people like don't, like my sister's the same way. She drinks a ton of water. My brother drinks a ton of water. My mom drinks a ton of water. My dad drinks a ton of
maybe
water.
It's
like it's our family. Cause
my mom's so good at it.
Yeah.
She like chugs water.
My parents are so good at it too. And then it's like, I have friends who are like, I don't remember the last time I drank water. And I'm like,
yeah. Meanwhile, our water bottles go with us everywhere.
Yeah. Water is like my chapstick. Like I have to have chapstick with me and I have to have water with me.
Yeah. Like, I feel like so stressed if I don't have a water bottle. I feel stressed in situations where I feel like I'm not going to be able to get water.
Yes. Yeah.
What is our favorite workout class to do together?
Ooh. Honestly, you and I would have to say core power.
Yeah, I knew that's what I was going to say.
Because that one, remember that one class where we were in the corner and our mats are on top of each other?
Session.
That was so funny. But core power is like, that's like our favorite one to do together. Because I'm going to touch on this quickly. Soul Cycle. People are like, why doesn't she like Soul Cycle? Why doesn't Emma like Soul Cycle?
Yeah.
I don't not like it. I just am not good at it. So I don't go. Like if I were to go to it a lot more and get and learn how to be on beat and learn how to go on like my left and my right, whatever, I would be completely fine and I'd go to class.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do it. And I'm just so not good at it that like I just don't like going. But if I think what I want to try to do and start doing is I'm going to start going to classes, Soul Cycle classes, alone. Because when I go with you and Maggie, I'm sitting here and I'm like, these girls look like they are literally like doing like
pros.
So you guys are like, and I'm like, what? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's like stressful if you're like comparing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I need to start going alone and figuring it out. But also another thing about Soul Cycle is that I don't like the music. There's that one girl.
There's different instructors
that one girl
that have,
in
like,
Boston.
Music.
Yes, there's that one girl in Boston that plays like Roddy Ricch and
yeah,
all the people that
I went to
I
the
like.
Other day for the first time.
But
Tori,
I don't
want to
go to
her.
I don't want to go to class and listen to Sam Smith or Ed Sheeran.
You don't want to listen to Taylor Swift.
Or Taylor. Oh, don't get me started on Taylor Swift. I don't like her music. I don't like her, Selena Gomez. I don't like their music at all. I'm sorry if you're a stan of them, but
just
I just
throwing
don't.
Shade.
I like Roddy Ricch. I like.
That's
my god,
vibe.
Drake, Trippy Red, like all these random
Wait,
people.
Wait, I'm going
to
bring you to Tori because you really will like
I
her.
Need to go to Tori.
And we can sit in different spots so that you feel like you're alone.
Yeah, I'll go in like the back.
We don't need to go next to each other.
I am so down to go. I just need to get better at it and learn how to be like good at it and I'll be fine.
And I feel like people can understand that because it's like, okay, if you were really good at running, you'd probably run
more. Yeah, oh my god, Maggie, this is a good example. Maggie, I love SLT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that. Mm-hmm. Maggie tried SLT a year ago. She went to one class, wasn't good at it, never went again.
Me.
That was me with Soul Cycle. I went to one class, well, 3 classes or what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Never went again because I wasn't good at it. But then now Maggie started going a lot more because I was like, come with me. Like, just try it. You'll be fine. Just do 3 classes and see how you like it. She did a few classes, loves it.
Yeah, you like get
see?
Into it.
Yeah. So nothing against Soul Cycle, just I just am not good at it and I need to be good at it.
So we will see.
Yeah.
Emma, take Soul Cycle 2020.
Yeah, 2020 is going to be my year.
That's good because someone asked a question. They're like, how many soul classes has Emma done?
I honestly think I've done like 3-4 maybe.
Yeah.
Like I have not done that many.
Yeah, you need to find the instructor that you like feel connected with, the music you like, and it'll change the game.
Yes.
Okay. This just said, we kept saying how you guys ask questions that like weren't questions. Like you just were like a phrase and we were like, what? But this just says age different friendship, which I guess if your question is like, how are we in a friendship being such different ages?
Okay. My take on that is like, I have the mind of like a 26-year-old. Yeah. I am not 18. I shouldn't be 18. It's weird for me to say that I'm 18 years old. Because I feel like
everyone
I'm
freaks
old.
Out when you say that you're 18.
Yeah. I feel
all my
like
friends
I'm so
are
old.
Like, what?
Yeah. It's so bad. And like, going back to like the guys and stuff, I like older guys. I don't like guys my age. They suck if they're my age. They're so immature. Yeah. A guy my age is like 14 years old.
Yes.
But like that's a guy that's everyone. Like, yeah. So I'm
have
into
to go
like
the older guys.
Yes, exactly. But that totally got off topic of the age gap.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hang out. All my friends are old. All my friends are old. Like one of my best friends is 21. You are freaking old. Maggie's old.
So
like everyone. Well, you're not that old, but like you're old. You know,
old to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's immediately when I saw that, I just thought, well, Emma acts like she's my age.
Yeah.
And I act like she's Emma acts like she's my age. I act like I'm her age, so it just works.
And I think a big part of it was like me having the job I have and me having to grow up so fast. Because when my parents got divorced, everything leads back to that because that was what changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when my parents got divorced, I basically was on my own. Like I had to just raise myself for the rest, and that was at the time when it's like you just had turned, like I was just getting my license, like I was, I think, was I 16? I think I was 16.
I think you were 16.
And yeah, I was 16. I was like 15, 16 years old. Mm. So that's like the point of your life when you're really like really growing.
Yeah.
I think that I took a bunch of like a big step and went straight to being like how like 23 years old.
Yeah.
Instead of like being 16, I was like had to, I don't know, learn how to make dinner. Like I cooked myself dinner every single night. My parents just like stopped.
Yeah.
And I was just like chilling.
I know, I feel like you, in a nice way to put it, is you took the opportunity to be really independent.
Yeah, and now I'm wicked independent and it's like I'm just old. I feel old, but I'm not. So
yeah. That's how we have our age gap friendship.
Yeah.
That reminds me, people that are like, have you seen those? I've never clicked on them, but videos pop up on my YouTube and it'll be like age gap couples that date like 30 years apart. We're not going to get into that.
That's a lot.
That's just what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
I really like this question. It says, what do you want your followers to take away from your YouTube channel? Because I feel like that's meaningful to think about.
Yeah, it is. And something that I actually have been doing a lot is, well, something that I do to begin with is I am very real when it comes to YouTube. I don't show anything that's not, like, I'm just so real and I'm so myself. And that's something that I want everyone to take, because being your genuine true self, that's what people love the most, you know?
Yeah.
And I always try to show, like, obviously I try to be like, oh, be positive, and like I try to spread positivity all the time and like happiness and stuff, but there are gonna be times where I'm gonna be sad, and like I just want everyone to know, like, it's okay to be like, if you are sad sometimes, but also like try to be happy and like things like that. And like, what else?
Yeah, I feel like being real in that way, you can just be really relatable to everyone, because everyone can relate to that, and like not having the best days. And I feel like now I like that social media, I feel like, is kind of taking a turn and people being more just like honest and open, instead of like the highlight reel that everyone feels like happy compared to this person's perfect Instagram, you know what I mean?
Because it's like, I don't know, it's not, no one's life is perfect.
Yeah.
No, like people see stuff that I'll post and be like, or stuff that we post, and they're like, oh my god, they have the best life, they live in Boston,
like,
they live in these apartments, like
stuff.
They just are chilling, like living the best life. They don't know what goes on behind the closed doors. Like if they knew what goes on behind closed doors, they would be like, whoa,
like no,
you're just so normal, like that's like, wow. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I definitely try to promote just being very happy, because genuinely, if I'm watching someone's YouTube video, I want to be watching like a very happy, positive video, because then it makes me feel good, and it makes me feel motivated, and it makes me, like, if I'm watching someone clean their apartment, I want to go and clean my apartment. Like, it makes me want to better myself.
Yeah.
So, and I find that when people become friends with me, like, I've had people tell me this in the past, that I change them as a person. Like, I make them a better person.
Aww.
So, yeah. That's
those are the best friends.
Yeah, those are, like, the best. Yeah. So,
aww,
that's my thing.
I really like that you said that. I feel like I feel similar mm-hmm. about my followers on YouTube. Like, I always just want to be real, and I always want to be happy. And I feel like that's the number one feedback that I get from everyone is like, you're so positive. How are you so positive? And I'm like, that's just how I am.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's what I want them to take away from my YouTube and just feel, like, I just want them to feel like they can relate to me because I feel like I just relate to everyone that's, like, my age mm-hmm. or, like, just, like, young like us and, like, that I know what it's like to go through certain things, and that's why I like being really open and sharing stuff because it's, like, as tough as it can be sometimes, if I know that I'm going to help, like, all these other people that are going through similar things that are difficult, it's, like, that's so worth it and that's, like, all I could ever hope to do. Like, I just love being able to help people and, yeah.
Exactly.
Taking a turn again. What inspired Emma to be plant-based?
Okay, so this is funny that, I don't know, I feel like my life right now, since it's on the internet, people are like, whoa, like, you just became plant-based. Actually, when I was younger, mm-hmm. I was vegan. Like, completely vegan, like, no animal products, like, plant-based. Mm-hmm. I think it was, like, I did it for my freshman year and my sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
And then I stopped because it just got hard because I was so young and I lived in a house with my parents and, like, they would have to cook me dinner and stuff.
Yeah, that's tough.
But then, I don't know. So I just got back into it because it's just, like, I don't know. It's just so me. Like, I also have really bad stomach issues. I have to go to Boston Children's, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I have an appointment in this month. For so they can figure out what's going on with my stomach, but yeah, because I'm very sensitive to, like, dairy and even when I eat, like, meats and stuff, my stomach doesn't hold it well.
And I know with gluten too
bothers my stomach also, but so that's basically what just I was like, if I'm gonna live life, I want to be able to be happy and feel comfortable, like, when I like, if I ate dairy, I would feel, like, crap. Like, I'd feel gross. Yeah. So, if I just completely cut it out, then I won't have an issue.
Life's a little bit easier. Yes,
exactly. So, I just cut it out. Cut out dairy. Cut out glutens. I mean, sometimes I have gluten when, like, it bothers me. But, like, whatever. I get over it.
Yeah.
And then I just cut out meat. And then I don't really eat fish unless it's, like, the summer. So, like, I just don't really eat it anymore.
Yeah. Like, plant-based just seems to make sense.
It makes so much sense for my life. And it makes me feel good. So if it makes you feel happy and feel good, then do it.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me so much of why my roommate Taylor, best friend, went vegan or plant-based or however mm-hmm. you say.
Yeah, because she is too.
She has really deals with stomach issues. Like, she needs to go to that appointment with you.
She should come with me.
She has stomach issues, and I feel like that's more of a thing. I guess I don't know. I don't know what it was like back in the day, like, our parents.
Yeah.
But I feel like people being lactose intolerant after being, like, a baby is, like, such a thing. Like, I feel like everyone is low-key lactose intolerant.
Oh, everyone,
like,
is.
I try to stay away from, I know if I go eat, like, a carton of mint chocolate chip ice cream, I'm gonna be curled up in a ball on my bed, like, ow, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like that's the biggest thing too.
Yeah.
If you just find the foods and, like, the diet that makes you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because eating foods that, like, your stomach doesn't digest properly, you just feel uncomfortable.
And I don't even think of plant-based being a diet and for me, like, I just think of it as, like, a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Plus, I've always really eaten really healthy. Like, growing up, my mom always had healthy stuff. She always bought, like, Ezekiel bread. She always bought, she wouldn't let us buy Oreos or, like, anything like that. So, I grew up with a peanut butter that you had to stir. Yeah. Not, like, the peanut butter that you could just put on your toast. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom would literally make homemade, like, jelly for our sandwiches. So, I'm just so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, and it's, like, I feel like just eating, once you finally have that realization, I feel like it hit me, like, right as I graduated college. I was like, wow, I need to stop fighting the process and, like, eating crap every day and wondering why I feel like crap.
Yeah.
Once you realize that just eating whole foods makes you feel the best, again, it gets a little bit easier.
It does. Like, it actually does. It makes your life so much simpler because, like, I don't even have to think anything now.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, because I used to be, oh, my God, I used to, like, be, like, oh, if I eat this at this time, my stomach's gonna hurt so bad. Like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, I have to think, I would always think about food and I, like, wouldn't eat a lot of food because I would feel so sick. But now I eat way more than I used to. Like, I eat so much food. That. It's ridiculous.
Like, when you're plant-based, you can because they're, like, calorically less dense. So you can have, like, so much volume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just, I don't know. I feel like it's better for me. Genuinely, so much better for me. Yeah. Because I would look back at my videos and I would be like, oh, like, I'm eating, like, a I'm eating like a carrot and a hummus
for
lunch.
Yeah.
And because I would get so full and my stomach would hurt because I had like, I don't know, I had like stuff that,
digesting.
Mm-hmm. But like now it's like, I can eat so much food and I'm like a lot healthier.
Yeah. I feel like if you, now what I do, I mean, this is just like, I digress, but I was just thinking like this morning when I was at Talk Today, I was like, oh my gosh, the French toast looks so good. And like these Greek pancakes with like yogurt on it that I know is going to hurt my stomach. Like I want that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what, Gretchen? Stop thinking about like in the moment right now what you want to like taste in your mouth and think about how you're going to feel later recording the podcast with Emma. Like my stomach would hurt right now. So I got my garden vegetable bowl. Have you had that?
I eat that. That's all I get there. I was craving it today. I actually wanted to get it so bad.
It's so good. I never had it before.
I get it all the time. And want to know what I do? Little hack. I get avocado on the side and I put it on top of the bread.
Yum. Oh my God. Yum. Because that bread's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Go get the garden vegetable bowl on Talk Day.
So
you have
good.
A Talk Day.
Best.
Talk
Day
just in Boston. Okay, if you live in Boston, go to Talk Day.
Or come to Boston.
It was so good. The vegetables, like, what do they put on there?
They're pickled.
That's why they taste so good.
The beets are pickled. The tomatoes are pickled.
That's what I was eating. I didn't know what it was.
How yummy.
It was a beet.
Yeah, it was a beet, yeah. And the squash.
Oh, the squash. I knew that was squash.
So good.
That was really good. At the time, I'm like, what is this? I'm like, it tastes good in my mouth.
Yeah, whatever.
That's interesting. That's good for people to hear. Okay. How have you maintained a workout routine, especially with the busyness, like when you were in high school?
This is another question that's hard for me to answer because I have always like prioritized working out. It's just the way, I'm not kidding you. It's because of like my family and like who I am and like how I've grown up. Because I grew up around my mom being a yoga instructor. So she was always moving, always doing yoga. She would do yoga in her room. She would do different classes. Like I would do yoga with her in her bedroom. She would like bring me through a class to like make sure that it was like a good flow.
Uh-huh.
My dad runs every single day. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Every single day, rain or snow, like hail, thunder and
running.
Lightning, that man is going on like a 7-mile run.
Yeah.
He runs like down the street, down along the beach, all the way up, like so far. And he would come home from a run, go in our basement, and lift weights. Every single day.
That's so crazy.
I don't know how this man does it. He will be sick. He will have literally
sick,
the
I'm
flu,
on a run.
And he will be on a run. My parents are very, like, disciplined. Like, my dad was very disciplined. So, I feel like I just grew up around always doing something, like, playing sports. I literally played hockey out of the womb. Like, I played field hockey out of the womb. I was always doing something. We were never not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't even go on vacations because we would be, like, going to our sports games and stuff. So I'm just so used to it, and it just made me like it's the structure that I have in life. Like working out is my like happy thing.
Yeah.
And like it makes me feel grounded. It makes me feel structured. Like it makes me who I am. Like I don't know.
No, I so agree with that. And I feel like especially with what we do, if you're like working for yourself, life can feel very unstructured and like chaotic because you don't have a class schedule and you're not in high school or whatever it is. So workouts is something really
and
that
it
helps
makes
me structure
happy.
My day.
Yeah. It makes me so happy. So
like me time.
Yep.
And that almost makes me think with how active your parents were growing up, it's like you can't help but prioritize like a healthy, like active lifestyle when that's all you've seen and been around.
Yeah, and my parents were always like, they were very, they would always keep us busy, like by doing something. Mm-hmm. If hockey season was over, we were doing track. If it was the summer, we were doing summer leagues.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the fall, we were playing field hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So we were always doing something. And then once I stopped playing sports to continue with YouTube and like do YouTube, I had to pick up something else because I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
like I need to like
do
something. So I would work out. Mm-hmm. But I have always like done, if it wasn't like hockey season or something, I would do like little workouts in my basement. Like I've always just worked out.
I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit because you were like, oh, my parents have so much discipline. Emma is like the most disciplined person I know.
Maggie says that too.
You really are. Like everyone needs to take a lesson from Emma because I don't know how to describe it. I think I really think of you like maybe towards the end of high school. And like, I feel like high school is such a stressful time. You always have so much like workload on your plate with school and stuff. And Emma would like get home, get after, like finish her schoolwork, like work out, whatever, like shower twice because she got cold in that one video.
Yeah.
She was cold, so she kept showering.
I would always shower because it was cold.
And she would go to bed maybe at 7:45 some nights because she was tired. And I was like, what in the world? Like, I have not, this is like an unmatched level of discipline.
I love being in a routine. So like in high school, my routine was I would get up in the morning. Sometimes I would actually work out before
school. Yes, and you get up at 4.
I would get up at 4. Oh my God. I would get up literally at 4, and I would make sure I was in my car by 4:30 to make it to the gym that was 30 minutes away from my house to go work out before school. I would get out of the gym by like maybe like 6:20. Mm-hmm. I would stop working out because I would work out from like 5:10 to like 6:20. So like basically an hour-ish. Mm-hmm. And shower at the gym quickly, like a quick shower, and then go to school.
Yeah.
And then I would come home, do my homework, film YouTube videos. Like, I really started going to the gym before school once YouTube was like my top priority. Yeah. Which was like my senior year, and I never had homework, and I would do it during class anyway because we would always have so much time because senior year is so laid back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically what I did. Or I would go to the gym right after school. Like, no, I wouldn't do it. I would leave school right away. I'd sprint to my car, get into my car, go to the gym, work out, and then I'd do my homework and go to bed early.
Yeah, she's just, like, so efficient.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, like, living alone, or if I'm ever alone at my apartment, or even if my roommate's there, whatever, I feel like I can just be on YouTube all night, like, la, 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 and, like, stay up till 1 a.m. Like, no. Like, no. Emma's, like, taking care of herself and going to bed early. Like, I love that. I need to, like, do that more.
I need to do it more too because I feel like I've fallen out of it a little bit, but it's just because I'm like trying to like get my life in order and figure stuff out.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, but Emma is like very disciplined. What are your go-to healthy snacks?
Ooh, I'm a big snacker. I love snacks. My healthy snacks would probably be any type of vegetable, hummus, love that. Rice cakes and hummus, rice cakes and avocado. Like, you can do rice cakes and peanut butter. You can do peanut butter and apples, like fruit. I really like coconut yogurt, that have like probiotics in it. Those make me feel really good. Peas. I love peas. I just ate peas before
this. I just ate a bowl of peas.
My banana bread. You can find the recipe on Gretchen's Instagram. That's really yummy. What else do I like for healthy snacks? I like chips and salsa.
Oh, a lot. Gosh.
Chips and salsa slaps.
I miss that. Anything with hummus is always a good idea.
Anything with hummus.
It's so
There's this really good hummus by the brand Hope. You know that brand?
Yeah.
Yes. It's their buffalo. I don't even know what it's buffalo. I don't know. Tastes like buffalo spicy chicken dip.
Wait, I'm shocked.
It tastes like buffalo chicken dip. Obviously, it doesn't have chicken in it, but it tastes like it.
Guys, my mouth is wide like open. I was just like,
I want it so bad right now.
My jaw dropped.
Oh my God, I want that.
Wait, how have I never seen that one? I feel like Hope.
It's not at this hummus. Whole Foods. It's at, you have to like drive to a different Whole Foods. That one that's in the other area of Boston.
Cambridge.
Yes.
They have one. Oh my gosh, because Hope, I feel like, was such a big thing at BU. I feel like everyone like had that hummus. I don't know why. So I know that hummus, but I've never, whoa, I need to try
it. You need to. It's so good. I eat it all the time with like crackers, or I'll have it with like carrots or celery. Yeah.
So if you guys took anything from this podcast, boyfriend hoodie, Aritzia, hockey boy, and buffalo hummus.
Buffalo hummus. Yep. There you go.
Okay, ending it off, we're almost done. One last question.
Oh my God. I like this. Wait, I don't want it to end.
I know. It
I want to
so
keep
quick.
Going.
Part two coming soon.
No, like actually.
We'll have Emma again. Yay. This was so fun. But what is the best piece of advice you've ever received? I thought that was a good closing
My God. I have received a lot of good advice, and most of it, I'd have to say, like, is from my sister. She
literally
has given me the best advice. I wish that everyone could have Maggie as an older sister. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not kidding you. I wish every single person needs her as a sister.
Her, like, personality is, like, older sister.
She knows.
She's a good, like, leading figure.
She literally knows everything. She, oh my God, I don't even know what I can choose for, like, the best advice to be, like, from her. But, like, probably I'd have to say the best advice that she has given me, something I was struggling with a lot in the past few months, was like boys, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I would get really sad over boys and stuff, and she would just always help me by saying like everything gets better. And like,
I always think of times when I feel like just anytime you're going through like a hard time, she always knows what to say.
Yes, she does. But like, I don't know what the advice is that she gives me, because like, she gives
it
to me
and it's like reassures you.
Yeah. And my mom has always given me very good advice too.
God, I'm trying to like think of something. Like, doubting yourself ever, if it's anything like that, she'll just like reassure you and be like, Emma, like, you know best. Like, you know yourself better than anyone else.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And another thing that she always says is if I'm like, oh, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I look gross or something. And she's like, Emma, like, are you kidding me right now? Like, you don't. She always is uplifting. And that's something that I look at her and I like see this person who's very, she doesn't care. She does not care at all. If someone is like trying to like have drama with her, she's like, don't try. Don't
she
even
doesn't
try.
Just, care what people no, think. She's like care so what strong. Think.
She's, yes, she's strong. Very strong.
Yeah.
So that's like what I have taken from her as like a lot, even though that's not like physical advice, but she's just a very strong person that's like what I look at a lot.
Yeah, her presence. Yeah. I feel like I go to her for advice. I feel like she's giving me really good
advice. Yeah, she's giving me
like
so
whenever
much
we've like been together and I'm like dealing with something, if someone like said something mean to me or like a comment or whatever and I'm like crying. Like I remember at one point in Hawaii I got like it's so sad, but I got like a mean comment. Oh my god, I talked about it in a YouTube video. I got a mean comment on my Instagram just like saying how I looked like bigger and I just cried and was like upset. And Maggie's like hyping me up and was like, no, says, like you're so cute, and I was like, ah.
She's like, she gives the best advice. I wish she was here right now because she could say her, like she could say what she has given, like what advice she's given me. Because like like you know when you're like on the spot and you can't think of it, that's like me right now.
I feel like so much. Like I feel like she's like another mom to you and just like moving.
She is
here.
My mom.
You like, know, like any big like decisions you've made, it's like with Maggie.
Yeah, because you know? She's literally like she's my mom figure in my life. Like yes, I have my mom, but. Like, my life has changed so much, and my mom is, like, basically has, like, a new life. She has her new husband and, like, his daughters and stuff. So, it's, like, I kind of latched on to my sister as, like, a mother figure, you know?
Yeah.
Something is, remember, most of your stress comes from the way you respond, not the way life is. Adjust your attitude, and all that extra stress is gone. So, it's your perspective on life. Mm-hmm. So, like, see, something bad could happen, but you just have to have, like, a good perspective on it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I don't know.
That's so true. It's all based on your perspective. Yeah. Like something could happen right now in this room and it could like make me happy and make you sad or be like a good thing to me and a bad thing to you. Yeah, that's so true. If you just think about, instead of like being really emotional and just thinking like right now, thinking about like what actually is happening.
Mm-hmm. If it makes any sense.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you, Emma, for joining
us. Thank you for having me. I love this. I, like, want to do this more.
Isn't it so fun? Podcasts are so fun.
We need, like, a part 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Yeah.
You just get to hang out and chat.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys got to, like, maybe know Emma a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And, feel closer to her.
I feel like I really...
Opened up
in this one. This is a good one.
You did. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye
guys.